Good morning and welcome to this special Father's Day edition of Brass Tack Sunday. I'm your host, Corey Lane, and we sail on down to quarter after one this Father's Day, the 21st day of June, 2020, with our producer, Dennis DJ Johnson. Now, today's Father's Day, I anticipate, will be a fun one, an inspirational one, and even an emotional one. So you listeners out there, I want you to sit back, relax, kick off those shoes, and prepare yourself for today's program. But like any live program, anything can happen. So just buckle up and let's take the ride on this special Father's Day edition. Now, today's a day we pause and look at, or take a special look at the fathers in our lives and ourselves as fathers. As well, it gives me great pleasure to have joining me for this special program. We have Ambassador David Camonshaw. Good morning and welcome.
Yes, good morning, Corey.
Pleasure to have you. We have President of the Men's Association, Mr. Fabian Sargent. Good morning and welcome, sir.
Good morning, Barbara.
And we also have with us author and definitely a big friend of us here at the studio and Starcom, Sabir Nakuda. Good morning and welcome to you, sir.
Good morning.
Hi, morning. Oh, we hit the orders here so far. We're waiting for Sabir to come in. Anyhow, you let the cat a bit out of the bag. Today we have extra special program. Today all the fathers that I would have introduced to you, they have their son and daughters here on the program, and we are going to share this program today with them, and I believe that we're going to have an exciting show. I think it's the first of its kind. Remember anything like that, and that's why I say that today is extra special to be able to hear about the 21st century parenting, 21st century fathering, and looking back and looking forward for what our families would have in store, looking at it from the angle of fathers. So again, I want you to join us and share your stories with us here, 434-1790. Of course, you can send your WhatsApp to 266-4862. And let's have a beautiful, happy Father's Day, Brass Tack Sunday, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipes, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing materials.
For building supplies, big or small, at Williams Metals we have it all. At Williams Metals we have it all.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Okay, let's start with Ambassador Commission. What I want you to do is introduce your daughter to the public, tell us a bit about her, and then I'll let each of you do that, and then we'll get into the various questions that I have for each of you. Over to you, Ambassador.
Thank you, Corey. If you all could connect to my landline as well, 425-5709, it'll make it easier for her too. Mm-hmm. But I have two daughters, mm-hmm. Aisha mm-hmm. and Najuma. The Aisha wasn't able to join us today. She's out doing an artistic project. Mm-hmm. But Najuma is here with us. In fact, today is her birthday.
Oh, my. Wow. Whoa. Yes, double celebrations in the household.
Yes. Today is her birthday. Mm-hmm. And what can I say about Najuma? Kind of like the perfect daughter. You know, she's a medical doctor by profession. She's most known to Barbadians as an athlete. She was at one time the junior national record holder in the 3,000 meters, mm-hmm. represented Barbados at the Carifta Games on a couple of occasions. She's also known for her music. She used to perform with the Barbados National Youth Orchestra and is currently a member of Khalid, the reggae band, mm-hmm. Khalid and Kiowa. And but you know, just a beautiful child, a very high achiever. Always wants to do her very, very best. Very committed to Barbados. Works in the public health system of Barbados at the polyclinics, and has always made me extremely proud. So I'll stop there for now.
I know it's funny that you say that, because I was typing about the pride, and I'm definitely going to talk to her and find out the influence in terms of being a high achiever and so on. Now, some people listening to you, David, say, man, he's showing off. But David, let me tell you, show off. Get loud out and show off. I can tell you what. When the various fields that I've worked in, I really want to, and as I always say, I want the program to be inspirational. No one is perfect. And no situation is perfect. But I believe that we can draw on the strengths of others. And I want fathers to be listening to this program, David, to be able to take some leaves from your book to say, look, I am at least going to try this. No two children are the same. But there are certain things that I believe that we can draw from each of you on the line, and even some of the callers, to make our lives and our jobs as fathers easier and better. So well said. Well done. Mr. Fabian Sargent, please introduce your son. Tell us a bit about him. We are dying to hear.
Well, good morning, Corey and Barbados again. My mom won't tell me you can only show off if you got something to show off. You understand? Mm-hmm. And trust me, this is my son that they can show off. Bah, 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 bah. So we have my son. Well, one of my sons, the Kerry Sargent, he's the one, he's on the line. He's not home right now. He's out in Mummy, at the supermarket, but he's on the line.
Wait, hold a minute. Before we go any further, good morning, Terry.
Takiri,
sorry. Good morning, Takiri.
Good morning.
Ah, you can hear us. Okay, good. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to the program. Sorry, Fabian, go ahead.
Right, so Takiri is 9 years old. My other son, Tyler, is 3. I also have a daughter that's 17 years old. But Takiri, he goes to St. Gabriel's School. He is urinating, which is Stoke, junior champion. He would have won that show last year. He's also the reigning Barbados Junior Prince. Takiri is very much into music, very artistic. You know, he's also a member of Operation Triple Threat. He's now into keyboarding. So he does coding. Very, very artistic youngster. He makes me very, very proud. Very proud. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. Some people may hear you mention all of these successes, but these successes don't just be a good one. They just happen. The amount of work that goes into him, is phenomenal. You work extremely hard to get him where he is, and that is what parenting is about. It's about extracting the strength of the child, and that is what I will do. So I will stop there for now as the discussion continues.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you very much. And again, this is for persons to draw inspiration from. We have a number of high achievers so far, but I don't want people out there listening to actually, you know, see this as, oh, my son is not this or my daughter is not that, but to draw inspiration from each of these fathers on this Father's Day about things that they did right, things that they did wrong, things that we would want to change in the future. So again, just setting the wicket for today's test match. Okay, understand, we do have Sabir on the line right now. Good morning and welcome, sir. Good morning, Sabir. Are you hearing me? Okay, or don't worry. Our technical operator producer Dennis Johnson is going to get right on that. But in the meantime, we're going to come back to Sabir and his daughter. I want to go back to David. You said your daughter is Najuma. Let me make sure I have all the pronunciation.
N-A-J-U-M-A, Najuma.
Najuma. Right. Good morning and welcome, Najuma.
Okay. I'll put her on the
put her on, yes. David, what I want you to do is repeat the line. We have the producer extremely busy this morning. Repeat the number for us. Let us get her on the line, a separate line. Repeat the number.
Yeah.
425-5709. Excellent.
She's here laughing that I'm giving up my telephone number to the whole of Barbados.
I didn't even think about that.
But that's quite
all right. But I mean, that's ambassadorial responsibility.
Not a problem. All
so
right.
I'll pass it on to the producer because he was busy on another line. And we will talk to her right now. So just hand over for now and then we'll hook back up with you.
So you want me to hang up?
No. Everybody stay on. I want everybody stay on the line.
Yeah, because I can't hear those talking though.
All right, our producer's going to deal with that.
Unless do you want to put me on my home phone? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, he will do that. Actually, tell you what, guys, this is too important, too big a deal to let this go like this. I'm going to ask my producer to put on an instrumental or a song. We'll get this to put together, and we'll be back with you on this Brass Tack Sunday. So just stay tuned. And we're back with you with this special Father's Day edition of Brass Tack Sunday. As I say, when it's nice, you got to do it twice. So we're coming back at you once again for take two. Here on Brass Tack Sunday, we have Ambassador David Comey Shaw and his daughter, Najuma. We have President Fabian Sargent and his son, give me the correct pronunciation.
Takiri.
Yes, I have it here right now. And we have Sabir and his daughter. Sabir, give us the name of your daughter.
My daughter's name is Salima.
Salima. All right. And we have that there as well. And we're talking about the inspiration that you guys would have brought in your household, in your families, and particularly children that you have on the line this morning. So, Sabir, we'll start with you now that we have you in loud and clear, and I want you to tell us a bit about Salima and the things that she's done to make you proud, and actually basically being a father to her. What has that meant for you?
You know, I have to be very careful how many nice things I say.
Oh, you late to the party.
But I have two daughters and two sons and one children. So, you know, I have to be walking a very thin line. Right. So, Salima is one of my daughter, and she, one of my job as a parent, and I think the job of every father should be to make sure that you bring up your child morally upright individual, give them some of the basic things that you need to give to your children in life. First of all, you have to give your child an identity, name. And then you need to, of course, give your child, bring them up in a proper environment, food, shelter, clothing. Those are basic things. But I think most important that we need to educate our children that has to do with, as we Bajan call it, brought-upsy, moral upbringing, manners, how to conduct yourself and so on. And I believe that I may have done a pretty good job in bringing up Salima. She is a teacher at one of the secondary schools. I have done that to all of my children, did my best. You don't always have to have lots of money to bring up your children in a particular way. You do your best, but the most important from the time your child is born, to bring that child up morally upright. Let that child understand what is right and wrong. Become your child's friend, so that when that child grows up, then the child would be able to turn to you and not to Mr. Tom or Miss Harriet, whom she does know or he does not know. So build confidence, connect and bond with your children from the young and early age so that later on in life, they would be your friends for life.
All right. Excellent. 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 So we good. We're off to a wonderful start. I am actually feeling the inspiration already. So I'm hoping that all of our listeners are feeling it as well. I want to go over to Najuma at this point. Good morning and welcome again. And the first thing I wanted to start with is your feelings about the role your father played in your achievements and who you are today. And We're live on radio, but I want everybody just to be 100% honest. I promise you will not get into any trouble. Today we've waived the father's rights. So just give it to us. The role your father played in who you are today.
Hi, good morning, everybody. As I've been introduced before, my name is Najuma Kamashan. I have a lot to say on this topic, but I think one of the easiest places to start would be in general how my father has helped me with my confidence and self-efficacy which is, you know, my ability to believe that I can do something and to see the steps towards achieving that goal. And I thought, for me in particular, that was very, very, very important, because I find that I have a natural tendency to think less of myself. So my baseline, I don't know if I learned it somewhere, I don't know if it's innate, but I think I used to conjure it as a way to help myself, to motivate myself, funny enough. So, for example, in athletics, I remember in primary school, the common distances for young children, infants A, class 1, would be the 100 meters, the 200 meters, which generally favors persons who have a natural ability for speed, which I never did. And I always thought, you know, when the race gets longer, I'll do better, because I'll just work harder and I'll just be really determined that I'll use my negatives for a positive. I mean, I'm not fast, but maybe I can just endure. So I went through secondary and primary school with that kind of attitude, believing that I'm not as good as everybody else, but maybe I'll just work harder and then therefore I'll get some benefits from that. So the issue with that is that if you take that attitude into other areas of life, then you tend to overall try to create a negative self-esteem, which is not helpful, because then you believe you're not good at anything. You're in a room with a lot of individuals and everybody is equal, but you, for example, when you walk in, you feel small and you feel as though you don't belong, and you kind of have this imposter syndrome of, maybe this isn't for me, maybe I'm just not good enough to be in this space. And it was embarrassing, because I'm someone who grew up in a household that was the opposite of that. So here I am displaying all these negative thoughts, well, not displaying it, I mean, it was inward, but here I am dealing with this, and I'm in an environment where that's the opposite. So I was very happy when once or twice, when it became a lot, actually being able to talk about it, it helped a lot, because my father was able to help me see through that fog. And that's been my whole life, whether it was direct or indirect, because he would always give us stuff to read, whether that's in vacation time or during school time. We were constantly given the materials to help us through our own doubts and help us to build confidence in every aspect of life. And I've used that every time it gets dark. So even now, it's something I always have to reset and continue to deal with going forward, especially when I'm pursuing something new and I'm, you know, having trepidation with those growing pains into that.
I think that for me is extremely inspirational, because I believe that a lot of people look on at high achievers and believe that they wake up, they're just extremely talented, they go out and they achieve. And what you have peeled back for our listeners today is the fact that it is not always or not often the situations. High achievers do have their struggles, and one of the main things that would have helped you to overcome that would have been guidance in your life. In this case, you've pointed specifically in terms of how your father would have helped you to see clearly through the fog. So I want to thank you for that. Whoa. So we come over now to Mr. King, the reigning champion, reigning king. Good morning and welcome to you again. And I want to have a similar discussion with you. I want to ask you, Mr. Sergeant, the role that your father has played in terms of your achievements. I want you to tell us about the feeling of being crowned king. I want you to tell us about the feeling of being crowned as prince in the competitions that you would have participated in. And I want us to tell Barbados the role you believe your father would have played in terms of where you've gotten today. So let's start in terms of your feelings. I think I want us to explain, we don't want to take it for granted, in terms of when you won the competition. I want you to tell the public about that feeling.
I feel great that I am crowned.
And wait, before you go any further, I want you to tell the public how old you are. How old are you?
I am 9 years old.
You are?
9.
9 years old. Great. So yes, so tell us about the competition, the feeling. It felt great to be crowned king. I want you to tell us, how did your father prepare you for these things?
My dad would help me practice every day. every evening we go and then play the music and start, and then we start to sing. And if I do something wrong, he would tell me what I did wrong, and I would do it over and over again until I get it right.
Over and over again. He worked you very hard. No fear. Tell us if he worked you hard. See, the part of it is hard work. So yes.
Correct.
And Fabian, I believe you were in that competition as well in the past. I don't know if you were crowned king, though.
No, I wasn't that fortunate.
Yeah, this is some parents live through their dreams, through their children, so you can share the crown with your son.
I don't even think that's the case. I mean, I will tell you this. When the carry first went to school, we bought him a pair of football boots, some shin guards, and football gear, and enrolled him as we thought, you do it all ball. You're not going to play some football and do these things. I've been doing martial arts for a long time. He's involved in karate as well. And, I mean, after, like, the first two sessions of football, the carry said, but you don't like football. I was like, what? You know, I was like, it's very strange. He don't like football. But, you know, he wanted to go and join the choir. And I was like, okay, no problem if that's what he wants to do, but he can join the choir. So it's not a case where I pushed him into anything. He joined the choir. And a lot of what he did naturally. And I saw the talent in him. And like anything else, I mean, if it was that he had, like, I don't know, carving, whatever it was, you know, I would build on that. And the fact that he liked that, I got him enrolled in some voice training classes. And we tried to build on that talent that he had. Mm-hmm. And he has been quite successful where it's concerned. And it hasn't been because he was involved in it, is that I saw him, you know, liking something. And there was the thing, as a parent, I had the responsibility to assist him to maximize on his potential. So that is why he was able to achieve what he has achieved so far. And then, I mean, I don't want to take all the responsibility, but Mami was a pageant lady. You know, she was involved in her pageantry, so the pageant where he won, she would have played a big role in that. So I assisted him, which is so sure, and she really spent a lot of time with the pageantry. So it was more like a joint effort in terms of his development in both of these areas.
All right, I know that you say this is naturally what he went towards, but I don't think it is by any accident. You were into singing and he won the competition, you were in the past, and Mommy was in the pageants and he won the pageant that he went in as well. I think that y'all exposure to it obviously would have helped y'all to guide him to victory. So I want to say a good job to the entire team of Mommy, Daddy, and to Kiri. I want to move over now, though, to Salima, and I want you to do just as the two did before you, and really talk to us about the role your father has played in your life so far, and how has that helped to hone you into the person that you are today.
Hi, good morning, everyone. So my dad mentioned that there are four of us, so he has to be careful, and I have to be careful because he would get in a lot of trouble for favoriting one of us more than the other. How has my dad influenced me? It goes a long way back. So obviously we come from a Muslim background, and I am going to quote myself being as the rebellious child or the child that gave my dad the most gray hairs. I grew up, yes, morally strong, but I think how my dad influenced me is that he brought assertiveness to my life. I am very independent. I am the child that went to work, the Muslim girl that went to work. I furthered education. I did a master's degree in special needs education. So as much as I could go, my dad influenced me in that. He pushed me to my limit. There was never a limit. I could go as far as I wanted to. There was no pressure for me, you know, you're reaching a certain age, you need to get married, that kind of thing. So that was off the table, and I was free, quote unquote, to do as much as I could education-wise. My dad being an outspoken person as well, I think I have that as well, being a young female. He mentioned that I am a teacher, so I teach at St. Angela's School. I also have my own tutoring business on the side. So for me, it's assertiveness. It's being confident in knowing that I don't have a limit and that I can basically reach any goal that I put my mind to.
Excellent. I'm really loving everything I'm hearing this morning, and I want to really encourage you all to keep this here going as we bring the public into the discussion. I want to go over to the telephone lines, and just before, as we recap, if you're now joining us, this is a Father's Day special where we are looking at the role of a father in a number of the children's lives live here on Brass Tacks Sunday. One of the things that keeps coming out all the time is that confidence, that assertiveness, and the ability really to work to get the children to build that within their character. And that seems to be one of the main ingredients of success thus far. So you parents and you parents to be, I think you better get your notepad, because I believe that a lot is going to come out of this. So we go to the telephone lines and we say good morning and welcome to our first caller. Good morning, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Corey.
Yes, please.
My favorite, Aunt Peter Rickham.
Oh, dear.
Happy Father's Day to you, Tovia. And Mr. King. Mm-hmm. If I did get and say, now, my hand, I burn my food. He's met my day. I'm here laughing to everything he said. Every time he laughed, I had to laugh. Mr. King, happy Father's Day to you there. And Mr. Kamashan, happy birthday. Happy Father's Day to you. And
happy birthday to his daughter.
Yeah,
this year a good day, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kamashan, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
God bless you and the children, but please ease the little one a little bit, and then you can go back and get up with two stuff. I like that one. She said she didn't want to say yes or no. And happy God hear me going again. Mr. Richard Stout, Tony Gazette, Mr. Minister John King, and all the male singers, happy Father's Day to you all. God bless you. And Owen Clark, God bless you.
Do you have your favorites there written out to make sure you don't forget anyone? But before you go, I want you to tell us a bit about your father and the role your father played. Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, no problem. No problem. We got drop out there, but don't worry, we can get by our line going. Yes, please go ahead.
I would like to, I mean, let you know, mention some phenomenal names there, and it'll be remiss of me if I don't bring this up right now. So as you mentioned, I'm the president of Men's Empowerment Network Support, and today, Father's Day, we have a virtual show. I mean, it's going to be on Zoom. You know, the social distancing really can't got the big face shows. So we have a virtual show, and we're going to have Mr. Richard Stout, who is also going to be honored by the organization as an outstanding father, parent, and also as a man who would have fathered many.
Many, many.
We're also going to honor four other fathers. A guy by the name of Corey Lane will be honored as well. There's so another familiar guy by the name of Corey Worrell. Then there's going to be Shane Jones. Mm-hmm. And then we have Patrick Ford. So we have five men that are going to be honored this evening. It's going to be at 4:30. And anybody, the link is going to be posted on Men's Empowerment Network Support Facebook page. Once you go there, you can click the link, and that brings you straight into our Zoom meeting, our Zoom show, and you can see what's happening live and direct. Richard is going to be performing live. Mike Santa Care is also going to be performing. We have Blood. You know, we have Mr. Wood. We have even John Hazard. We're going to have some chefs, some cooking, and so forth. So it's going to be a big show virtually for fathers. So we encourage all the families to get on board, come to our Facebook page, and just click the link and enjoy the show that we're going to put on for the fathers in Barbados.
When you told me about this last night, I went and checked out the page, and I said, wow, this is innovative. This is something we need. So I said, you know, because of the COVID-19, I don't believe there'd be anything really for the fathers to do besides being pampered by their households. But if they want something to join in and be a part of, to just sit back and watch, I do encourage them to go to the men's Facebook page and get the link and jump on and be able to take in all of the excitement that will be going on. I want to open up the discussion now as a general discussion. Anybody can come in, anybody can contribute. And I really want to look at this whole idea of the role of a father and the challenges in the 21st century. Now, Sabir talked a bit about, you know, raising his daughter and his sons, and his daughter, they talk about that rebellion and so on. So I really want to move over to not just the successes, but some of the challenges, because a lot of our listeners, they're sitting down, they're listening, and they're thinking about the multitude of challenges that they're having. And they will probably like some golden nuggets of advice from you guys who've done it and be able to share some of the challenges and some of the things that worked and some of the things that didn't work. So that is where I want to take the discussion when we come back on this Father's Day special of Brass Stack Sunday, brought to you with the kind compliments of Williams Industries Incorporated.
You do not have to be a roofing expert to know that a metal sheet will rust where it is joined. That is one reason why the beautiful permaclad U-panel and R-panel roof sheet sold at Williams Metals will outlast other roofing materials. Permaclad, colorclad, and corrugated sheets are cut to the exact length that you will need, up to 40 feet and even longer. That means no joints from ridge to eave. Colorclad sheets come with a factory-painted finish in white, blue, green, red, brown, and yellow, and are fitted with screws for added resistance, tested to withstand high winds up to 130 miles an hour. Get a rail roof supplied at competitive prices. Delivered to you today from Williams Metals. Simply call Williams at Kane Garden St. Thomas 425-2000 or Lowlands Christ Church 428-1500.
Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
26 minutes to noon and you're listening to Brass Stack Sunday. Let me just throw the first simple question to the fathers now. I want you to talk a bit of some of the challenges being faced in parenting and being a father. So just anybody could start.
Yeah, well, let me start. As I started first, you know, fathers, being a father, I think it is a learning process. And it helps, especially if the way how you have been brought up by your parents.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that would be of a tremendous help to you. So what you do is that you are using how you have been brought up as a child by your parents, by your father, as a guideline, and to how you will then, if you want to call it, mimic, imitation, or follow suit according to how you have been brought up. And I believe that many of us probably go through those steps. So it is a learning process, and it is... And that learning process does not stop. It continues because during the lifetime of the child or the children. Because remember, you must also remember that every child is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They have different personality, different attitudes. And so you also learning while you are educating, enlightening, bringing up your children. So in short, I think that fatherhood is a learning process. And it is also a process by which you educate your children by the action you do. It is not talking the talk. It is walking the walk. Let your child see, you know, the action every day at home, things that you do that would bring that personality, that inculcate that personality, that moral aspect of it, that aspect to love books like how I have done for my children, teaching them that morality plays a very, very important role in one's life. You could be a best teacher, a best doctor, most educated, but at the same time, you have to remember that you need to put God in your life. But not only by telling that child, oh, put God in your life, and then you are not doing godly things, you are not setting examples, you are not praying, you are not doing things that you should do so that your child will see you doing it. In other words, example, setting example on a daily basis is very important to how you inculcate attitude, behavior, morality in the life of your child.
One of the things I say about parenting, before you go, David, is that, as you say, it's a learning process, and by the time you perfect it, all your children are growing up, so you could just be the best grandparent then, I guess. Yes, David.
Corey, what I would say to any new father is that it is very important that the new father immediately recognizes that this is the single most important project of his entire life. Because, you know, many new fathers, you come to fatherhood by accident. And maybe you didn't give a lot of thought to it. And sometimes it might take some years to sink in that this is actually the single most important project of your entire life. By then you might have lost some critical years of your child's life. So it's very important that that sink in at the very outset. And secondly, I would say that it is very important that you lavish love and attention on your child. It is, I used to use as a rule of thumb, it's very important that you nurture your child's self-esteem and self-confidence. And that means that for every one time that you criticize or chastise that child, you must find five different reasons and occasions to congratulate and praise that child for something well done. In other words, positive reinforcement is much more important than negative criticism or chastisement. The other insight I would like to share with the Barbadian people is that my strategy for raising my children, or my family's strategy, was to see our children as children of the community, daughters of the nation. So from childbirth, I mean, our children were born in the public ward of the QEH. At 3 months old, our daughters went to the Nightingale, the government day nursery at the Nightingale home. Excellent care. Those ladies lavished on these children. They went to Charles F. Broome Primary School. They came up around NIFCA, National Sports Council summer camps, the Barbados Public Library summer camps, the NCF summer camps. So their life revolved around all of the community activities. Cropover, NIFCA, the National Stadium. And so Barbados as a country has a lot of strengths. There are a lot of opportunities that exist in our nation for the development of children. They're educational, they're artistic, they're sporting development. And so our children came up with that sense of being involved in the national life, and that has translated into the kinds of adults that they are. They both have a very deep commitment to the nation of Barbados and to being part of the development of the nation of Barbados. So those are two insights that I would really like to share. And I think when you bring up children to know that they are an integral part of their people, of their nation, of their community, it grounds them, and it gives them that vision and sense of mission for their lives.
Now, before I move on to Fabian, I know Fabian is a serious advocate for parent workshops, and also I know he teaches in terms of parenting classes and so on. And before we started to get the public really involved, I want to take this time to unpack a lot of things that you said, David, and there's some questions online for you, Sabir. But before we get to those, I want to first look at the notion of making your children the single most important project. I've been talking to a lot of more mature fathers about this. And a lot of them have highlighted to me the regrets of not spending, especially the formative years, with their children. But as you said, by the time they figure it out, it is too late. Now, you've been someone who's been in the public eye. You've been into politics, lawyer, advocacy. Definitely someone I consider a high achiever in this nation. Now, how did you create that family work balance, which seems to be very, very difficult? And I'm speaking here even from my own experiences, in terms of being there for the children, but also being able to put your best into your work to ensure you're at the top of your game. I want you to speak seriously to that, because that is a major, major thing I've spoken to a lot of fathers and a lot of parents about.
Yeah,